All right, welcome back to our Daggett County Commission and RDA meeting. It is 9:57, and we are on standing business, item F, the cash summary and accounts receivable report. Let's review those for the county and also the RDA at this time.
Motion to acknowledge receipt of the cash summary and accounts receivable report as of 5/1/2026.
I'll second the motion. We have a motion and a second to acknowledge the receipt of the cash summary and the accounts receivable report for Daggett County and the RDA as of 5/1/2026. All in favor?
Aye.
The open invoice register for the county is next.
I'll make a motion to approve the disbursement summary. Signs checking.
Is that open invoice register? Oh, first, sorry, Andy.
No, I'll take the blame. Not paying attention. Okay, I'll change it to the open invoice register approval as of 5/1/2026 in the amount of $176,008.16.
I'll second the motion. A motion and a second's been made to approve the open invoice register for Daggett County as of 5/1/2026 in the amount of $176,008.16. All in favor?
Aye.
And we have a reimbursement register. Yeah, we do. Let's do that next.
Okay. I'll make a motion that we approve the reimbursement register period 412 to 425 2026 in the amount of $265.50. $300. Just seeing if you're going to catch me before I go. $365.50.
I'll second the motion. We have a motion and a second to approve the reimbursement register for Daggett County, payroll period 412 to 425 2026 in the amount of $365.50. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Now the disbursement summary.
Motion to approve the disbursement summary. Is it approval or is it?
I think we usually use the verbiage accept, but approval either is fine.
Okay, I'll make that motion to approve the disbursement summary for 17 to 430 in the amount of $108,408.46.
I'll second the motion. We have a motion and a second to approve the disbursement summary for Daggett County from 417 to 430 2026 in the amount of $108,408.46. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, any correspondence for the county or the RDA? It looks like there's a couple of things in the packet.
We received an email from the RAF, Recreational Aviation Foundation. They're wanting to invite you to a Taylor's Flat Airstrip work party on May 9th.
You need to change that to snow shovels?
Pretty much. I don't know, give it an hour.
Yeah,
it won't last long.
It was falling off my roof and I broke the glass.
So May 9th is this Saturday. I'll look at my schedule and see if I'm able to attend that. I'm not sure if I will be available or not. Then looks like a USDA stakeholder notification. Designated 5 Wyoming counties as primary natural disaster areas. As it relates to the drought. Some notice from UDOT on long range transportation plan. Regional workshop. Okay. I think that's all the correspondence in the packet. All right, any other correspondence? Let's move on to calendar review. We mentioned earlier, or in the other meeting, the Dagg County Health Business and Community Center construction meeting on the 7th at 10 o'clock. Also, next week I've got Conservation District meeting and Weed Board meeting on the 13th. And the leadership lunch is next week on the 12th, Tuesday the 12th, at noon.
Yeah, I don't know if you've seen the email or yet or had a chance. I kind of tried to change it up a little bit and list some topics, just some general topics of discussion that would be for all three areas. So I've got like fire and firework regulations and a few other things, safety for low water to high water and low water can both cause problems with people running over stuff with boats and things. So I did put a list on there and I asked that people that would be able to provide information on these topics to please try and join us.
Great. Yeah, maybe even in those emails, Peggy, if you could along that same thought process, just ask for ideas for discussion as well.
I brought my fireworks over here. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
I've been trying to get Kent to review it.
I've seen at least the correspondence that you sent to us and Kent. We'll see what we can do to help.
I haven't heard that.
He may be joining us. He's in court. We had to change the date of the meeting from yesterday to today on my behalf. So appreciate your consideration to that point, but it caused problems for Kent where he has court today. But he's hoping to join us at some point. So if so, remind me and we'll bring that up.
Okay.
All right, anything else on calendar? Andy? All right, let's jump to item number 4, policy and legislation, as it relates to a few people that are here. Discussion and consideration of letter of recommendation to the Daggett County Commission concerning a zone change request on parcel number 01-0090-0268. Serial number A268. The request is to change from agriculture 20 zone to a general commercial zone. I know this has gone through planning and zoning and through all the public hearing processes that are required, and there's a letter here from planning and zoning recommending that the commission approve that zone change. With that recommendation, I'll make a motion to grant the recommendation request from the town who owns this property, as it's gone through planning and zoning and it's been recommended to the commission for final approval. I'll make the motion that we grant final approval to that zone change from Ag 20 to commercial, general commercial zone.
I'll second.
So a motion and a second has been made to approve the request for zone change on parcel number 01-0090-0268, serial number 8268, from Ag 20 to General Commercial. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Next item on the agenda, we'll go back to item number 2, discussion and consideration of the Farm Bureau.
That was me.
Peggy, can you get us started?
Yeah. Again, at UF, I attended a breakout session and found out that Daggett County, there's only 2 counties in the state of Utah that are not represented with the state legislature through the Farm Bureau. There's no fees to be in that. I really didn't know who to take it to. I did some, they help with a lot of planning and zoning for agriculture, and they represent the counties when the session's in. I told the gentleman there I'd bring it back. I didn't know if I should bring it to you, Soil Conservation, or who, to see if we wanted to have the county listed with the Farm Bureau as them representing us. They have one individual that sits in on all of the legislature to provide updates on the things that are coming through, and we're not getting those because we haven't officially joined with them. There is one other county in Utah, and I can't remember who it was. But there's no fees for it. It's just something for representation. They try and hold quarterly meetings, and we would have a representative that would work with us out of Umana County. Someone very local. It wouldn't just be a state person. So I'm just bringing it up. I don't know if it's something the commissioners would like to consider with everyone or not. That was just something I had heard about. So they do a lot of work with planning and zoning type stuff also for ag. They're not selling insurance.
So it would just be identifying someone to interface with them, is that?
If we want to interface with the gentleman from Umana County, if we have concerns about what the legislature is doing in future sessions, then we could be represented through him and their liaisons as to how Daggett County feels about some of the bills that go through. And I can get more information. This was just to see if it was something we wanted me to pursue.
No, I think that's a good effort. And I'd be willing to do that as the chair, being the point of contact for that group, unless someone else thought it would be better in their purview.
And I don't know that it even needs to be a commissioner. It could just be someone in the county. The gentleman that talked is he has an agro-tourism farm in Layton, and he's gone through some hoops to get all of the zoning requirements and planning and that. And I know Layton's different from Daggett, but they represent the small counties also. There were 3 of them there, and I think her name was Rochelle. She does an awful lot of keeping everyone up to date on the current things that are going on for agriculture and soil conservation through them.
Okay.
And I've never even thought about something like that up here, so it was a very interesting break.
Maybe that's something that you and I could work on together. Where you represent economic development, and that kind of falls into your purview.
Yeah.
So I'd be happy to do it in conjunction with you.
Okay.
I'm curious why we're not already involved in that.
I asked that. I said, why isn't Daggett County represented? And they said, because we've never been asked to represent you. We have to go to them. They don't necessarily come to us, kind of a, he didn't say it that way, but.
Yeah.
It was, but they're more than happy to have us included in the basin stuff and get ideas and stuff on that, so.
Good. Okay. Anything else on that item? I do want to go back to item number 4, which is the discussion consideration of letter of recognition from planning and zoning to the commission on the zone change. We do have an ordinance in the packet as well that pertains to this. It's Daggett County Ordinance 2613, which is an ordinance of the Daggett County Commission enacting amendments to Title 8, Chapter 6 of the Daggett County Code, changing zoning for parcel 01-0090-0268, serial number 8268, from Ag 20 to Commercial General. I don't, with Kent not being here, I don't know, we typically haven't done an ordinance with other zone change, other zone changes, but whereas it seems like he's recommending that we do this in conjunction with this zone change, I would...
I think it's because it was an ordinance to begin with, and it's a change to that ordinance. It needed, I don't know.
I'm not sure the reasons why, but to be thorough, and it, I'm assuming that Kent is recommending that we approve this ordinance, otherwise he wouldn't have given it to us to consider in the packet. So with that in mind, I'll make a motion as well to approve and adopt Ordinance 2613, which is the ordinance enacting the change in zoning. Did you see that, Randy, in the packet? It's just this ordinance 26-13 just outlines the zone change by way of the ordinance.
Well, I'm just trying to, says it's in the best interest of the public health and safety. I'm just trying to get that in my head. How that relates to that. I'll second it. Understanding that it's just in regards to the changing of the zoning of this property, or parcel.
So, a motion and a second has been made to adopt Ordinance 2613. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And I'll ask Kent if we have the chance of why we're doing it that way, because I don't think we've done it that way in the past, but I'm sure he has a reason. So... Okay, item number 3, discussion and consideration of signing event contracts for the tourism grant.
You just have a blank one, but here's the filled out contracts. The recipients have all signed them, but this was the tourism grants that the TTAP board approved. You just have to sign them that you can start spending their money. So we have the Funny World Resort Car Show, Western Marina Fishing Derby, Utah Ducks Unlimited Fishing Derby, the Fire Round, and the Outlaw Shoot.
All right, so I guess we just need a motion to approve the contracts for the tourism grant recipients that were just outlined.
So moved.
Motion has been made. I'll second the motion. The motion and the second's been made to approve the contracts issuing the tourism grants to the recipients that Jordan just indicated. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Is it public knowledge how much each one? Are they the same?
They're all $2,000 except the fire round is $1,500, and that's just what he had put on his application. So.
Very good. All right.
Thank you.
So we did.
Do you need help?
Maybe.
Good luck.
I got it.
We covered item number 5. That was on the agenda in our Municipal Building Authority meeting. Item number 6 is discussion and consideration of RFP for medical service providers. We probably want to see if Jesse wants to be part of this conversation.
I know he's not in his office, so.
Why don't we take a short recess while we're gathering Jesse? The time's 10:24. We'll be back shortly.